Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian prince, that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. We always giving you nothing but that hotness live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have your boy live in the building, the one and only Kid Capri. You know what I'm saying? We doing our 1-2, doing our numbers. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and check in with the brother and see what's going in live on Lush Radio Online. We want to shout out our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? We want to shout out our sponsors out there. That's doing a 1-2, Ohana Shop, Capital Customs, you know what I'm saying? Also, we want to shout out our boy voice, the Spliffington, Spliff Star. Also, Microphone Bully, Diverse Media Group, Strictly Gone One. We in the building. We doing big things, man. We all the way turned up. Shout out to Nazy K Productions. We in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Murder Baby. Check out that new Frenchie joint that dropped on World Star. You already know what it is. Support the movement. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. We all the way turned up, man. Ain't nobody doing what we doing out here, man, in the streets. For real, hard body. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So we doing big things, doing, you know what I'm saying, making moves and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go and play this crazy life joint from Tucson Ali, and we'll be back in a second. Yeah.
Why they ever put it down? They ain't good as us. Or did you leaving me? This is serious. Damn.
This is a crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is a crazy life that we live in.
Rotation, gotta keep the disc playing. Dirty Harry, Dirty Love, part one and part two. Rocking Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house shoes. Smelling like a better road, get you something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'm a jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning.
Good morning, baby.
After breakfast, still tired, cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you. Wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace. Come here, let's take a picture. This one's from my space. Crazy life.
The crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were you thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man, doing that 1-2. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have your boy, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Kid Capri, world famous, in the building in a quick second. You know what I'm saying? So y'all hold on tight with us. We're rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and go to another joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking through the arsenal. We got some joints. You know what I'm saying? 8-Ball MJG. You know what I'm saying? 10 Toes Down. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and bring that joint in real quick. Try to see what we can do.
Listen to this track.
Yeah. 10 Toes in the Mud. Since day one, you know what I'm talking about? Day Wild MJG. Drama Boy.
Yeah.
10 Toes Down.
Yeah.
Down, make sure you support them on their movement they got going on. 10 Toes Down, 8-Ball, and MJG. Make sure you support their whole movement, man. It's going down. On top of that, man, I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host in the building, the wonderful and beautiful Ebonisha, representing the Cali area. What up, what up, what up?
What up, what up, what up?
Ain't no more, ain't nothing much, man. Digging the scene on the gangster lean all the way turned up, baby. Man, we got some back-to-back shows tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? You was on the line in back-to-back shows. You know what I'm saying? we're going to have your boy, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he get through with his busy schedule. Kid Capri on a joint in a few. And then he got a new joint called Turn It Out. Kid Capri support that joint. Along with that, we're going to have your girl Eve Laura in the building. She would play Miss Ortiz on Before I Self-Destruct, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to have Rampage, and we're going to have Split Star. Come on now, who does that? All in one day, retarded, son. We turned all the way up today, man. It's crazy right now, for real. You got some shout-outs, Ebony?
Let me give a shout-out to my boy John Red with Living Good Management and Sunny HBE, who did the Pretty Girls in Ink on the Hot or Not joint. I want to send a shout-out to Guru, even though he's not rolling with us. He's always in thoughts and memories. Let me give a shout-out to you and to our listeners. Thank you for tuning in today.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and play this new Kid Capri joint. It's called Turn It Out, Kid Capri. Check it out. Support the movie.
Yeah, Chuck Zimmer, man. Ain't going to be no shit, no kid. I done did it all. Smashed everything. I even gave you a job, as a matter of fact. So what I got to do now? I got to rep, no kidding. World's greatest. Let's get it right. Whole world behind me. Staring at the spot where your fools can find me. Yeah. Even over there, they've been treating me kindly. So what's a good word to describe me?
The greatest.
Like Cassius Clay.
Or the greatest.
Like Jam Master J.
Hold up. The kid got something to say.
I'm a kid, but not the one that run with play. All day, I can move in any kind of way.
So what you say?
I groove in any kind of way.
Ain't that dope?
No, I ain't talk money in a while. Cause I get it in the spinning like it's going out of style. Never worry about a hater. Cause I can break it down. Get the money, leave the town. Got the time to wait around.
Wow.
I know you like the way it sounds.
Wow.
Check out the kid, lay it down.
He get him in, he get him out. He move him in, he move him out. He the greatest, without a doubt. The kid can breathe, oh, he turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. He get him in, he get him out.
Now get it, baby.
History in the making. Side of the front and the frauds and the faking. Y'all niggas is mistaken. Around the world and everybody know me. Another word, I'm flying in the eagle. G flying through the air, just flying over people. And landing in the hood, roughest niggas in the area. Applaud when they see the Kid Capri, come tear it up.
Wow.
I know you like the way it
sounds. Wow.
Check out the kid, break it down.
Get him in, he get him out. He move him in, he move him out. He the greatest, without a doubt. The Kid Capri, oh, he turn it out.
I turn it out, turn it out. Turn it out, turn it out, turn it out, turn it out.
He get him in, he get him out.
No kidding, the Kid Capri. No kidding, Kid Capri. No kidding, the Kid Capri. No kidding, the Kid Capri. Put up, put up. No kidding, the Kid Capri. No kidding, the Kid Capri. No kidding, the Kid Capri. No kidding.
Yo, we turn all the way up. I'm talking about turn all the way up, man. Who does this, man? I'm telling you, man. He just called me on the other line, man. You know what I'm saying? He'll mail something, but he will call in a few seconds, man. Kid Capri will be live on the show. World famous, the icon, the legend that set the standard. You already know what it is, man. He's going to be live in the building. I got my beautiful co-host, Ebony, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. You already know what kind of lineup we got tonight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to NYC Cookie. Y'all already know what it is. We in the building. Caller from the 561. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, lacking, fam? 561. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's crack a lacker, fam?
Oh, I'm just been paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Just kicking it, man. It's your boy Lumo the Great, you know. I got your tweet, you know what I'm saying? I had to lock in to see what Kip Capri was talking about, you know?
Oh, that's good money, then. Stay on the line, my dude. That's good money right there.
So, man,
that's what it is. Ebony, man, what did you think about that Kip Capri joint, Ed? Ebony, you there? Or you got yourself on mute?
Sorry, I had you on mute, babe. I had you on mute. I'm outside. I didn't want the wind to overtake the music. But yeah, that was a hot joint. But you know, Kip Capri been doing it, so you know, there's nothing that he can't do. I was very satisfied with that track.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what it's all about. I already know what it is, man. He can keep doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? On this 1 and 2, man. I'm going to go ahead and let this caller, you know what I'm saying? I want to see his feedback on the situation. My dude from the 561, what did you think about that Kip Capri jump off?
Hold on, babe.
What did you think about that Kip Capri jump off, 561?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I'm kind of currently in a meeting right now.
Okay.
I was going through my Twitter. That's what I've seen, and not to link in, but I really didn't get the whole song, but I'm going to check it out when y'all do the rebroadcasting, you know, when I'll check it out on Blog Talk later on.
That's what it is, man. Stay on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? He's about to be on in a quick second. He just got off the phone with me a few, so he's going to be on in a quick second. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and run that back. For those cats that didn't get to hit a joint, I'm going to go ahead and run that joint back for him. Turn it out. Kid Capri, new joint, support the kid. You already know what it is. Turn it out.
Yeah, so come on, man. Ain't gonna be no shit, no kid. I done did it all. Smashed everything. I even gave you a job, as a matter of fact. So what I gotta do now? I gotta rep, no kidding. The world's greatest. Let's get it riding. Whole world's behind me, yeah. Seven and the spot where your fools can find me, yeah. Even over there, they've been treating me kindly.
What up, what up?
So what's a good word to describe me?
The greatest.
Like Cassius Clay.
Or the greatest.
Like Jam Master J.
Hold up, the kid got something to say.
I'm a kid, but not the one that run with play all day. I can move in any kind of way.
Yeah, what you say?
I groove in any kind of way.
Ain't that dope?
Don't, I ain't talk money in a while, cause I get it in the spinning like it's going out of style. Never worry about a hater, cause I can break it down. Get the money, leave the town. Got no time to wait around.
Wow.
I know you like the way it sounds.
Wow.
Check out the kid, lay it down.
Get him out, he move him in, he move him out. He the greatest, without a doubt. The kid can breathe, oh, he turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. He get him in, he get him out.
No kidding, baby.
History in the making. Side of the front and the bars and the faking. Y'all niggas is mistaken. Kid Capri the best at keeping any party shaking.
Uh-huh.
You wanna be the best like me?
Uh-huh.
And cash checks like me?
Uh-huh.
First you gotta dress like me.
Uh-huh.
And stay fresh like me. Yeah, homie. I'm the original King Macaroni.
Oh.
Boy, you say my name, you better say it like you know me. She feel me thinking about me every time she feeling lonely. Cause I've been around the world and everybody know me. In other words, I'm flying in the Eagle G, flying through the air, just flying over people. And landing in the hood, roughest niggas in the area. Lord, when they see the Kid Capri, come tear it up.
Wow.
I know you like the way it sounds.
Wow.
Check out the kid, break it down.
Get him in, you get him out. You move him in.
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, man. Come on, I'm all the way turned up. Who does what we do, man? We going to have the world famous, the infamous, the icon, the trendsetter, the almighty, the one and only King Capri in the freaking building, man. Come on, man. Who does it? He gonna be in the building. I got my wonderful co-host with me, Ebony, live in the building, representing the Cali area. That was that new joint right there. Turn it out, man. Y'all need to support that, man. For real, he doing his 1-2, he doing his numbers. I know what it is, man. But we're going to play more for that, more of that situation, because I think the world famous might be live on the line with us, man. What up, what up, what up?
What's going on, baby? What's poppin'?
Ain't nothing much, man. The world famous Kid Capri live in the building, man. I'm honored, man.
I'm honored to be a part of it. What's going on? Everything is good. So the record sounded real heavy up there right now. Y'all sound like y'all got heavy up there with that Turn It Out thing. I'm hearing it real close, too. You heard? I'm over here on South Beach right now in Miami eating chicken enchiladas with pink hair guilandas. I'm just listening to the thing that y'all doing over there, and I'm really really feeling that right there. I'm really digging that right there.
That's what it is, man. We got you some
lush
radio love real quick, man.
What's going on?
They loving you, my dude. Go ahead, Ebony. You had to say something to Kid. Go ahead, fam.
What's up, Kid, baby?
What's up, Ebony?
How you doing?
I'm all right, Kitty. You all right?
I'm good. I was loving that track. I was just telling Lush. That was on point, but you've been doing it for a minute, so, you know, we already knew what to expect.
Cool.
I'll try to keep it hot as much as possible. A lot of people don't know me as a... I mean, I produce a lot of songs, a lot of records and stuff. A lot of people don't know me as a producer or a rapper or anything like that. I'm not no rapper, but I know how to put it together. You know, they always know me for doing the shows and the parties and DJing and things. You know, but I think right now what we're doing is about turning it up. On my first album, I rhymed on my whole album. Produced the first album, produced the second album. Second album was more like I was putting people together. I had Jay-Z and Nas and Buster and all these different people on my album. I call the soundtrack the street. This album right here, I'm calling the whole world my Aunt David Love, and they're just going to get to know me a little bit more than what they've been knowing throughout the years. And I don't know, I thought this was a good record to buzz off. Everybody's been liking it. Everybody's been telling me I should put it out. I wasn't going to put it out now. I was going to wait. But everybody just saying to put it out, so I just threw it out there, and the response is ridiculous right now. I couldn't believe it. It's been a big response getting from it so far. And along with the new mixtape I just put out, which I ain't put out in years. I ain't put a mixtape out in years. I put a Crafty joint out, and that's just burning up the country. So there's a lot of things been going on. And also outside of that, I got a lot of other different ventures that's popping off. A lot of different things that's happening. So you're going to see a lot of me this year.
That's real talk right there. Oh, man. I mean, do you got any shout-outs and everything like that to send out right there? Because I know your birthday, came up and everything, man. I know Spliff told me to tell you happy birthday and everything, you know what I'm saying? We just got off the phone with him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a movie out here in Miami. My birthday was on the 7th, 2 days ago. Super Bowl Sunday, as a matter of fact, my birthday was. And we were just out here just having a little fun, man. Everybody was out here just doing their thing. I got a home. I own a condo out here on South Beach. So whenever I come out here, I stay in my condo. Whenever I got a show out here, I stay at the condo and to the next show. But I ended up staying for 2 weeks. I ain't doing no shows on Super Bowl weekend. I just relaxed, hung out. Enjoy my birthday. Now it's about to get crazy when I go to All Star Thursday. I got about 7 shows out there I got to do, and then leave from there, go to Vegas and do some shows out there, and then get back to New York. So it gets crazy all over again. I just took these 2 weeks off because I wanted to get a chance to just really have fun on my birthday and just celebrate it. I'm always working and always doing my thing. So this year I just did it a little different, and it was real good. It was real nice out here in Miami. There was a lot of people out here, a lot of money out here, a lot of things happening, a lot of bad chicks, a lot of rich dudes. It was real crazy.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. What inspired you to get into the game? I mean, you know what I'm saying? What inspired you to just say, yo, this is what I'm going to do. When I do it, I'm going to be a master at it.
I mean, that's an old story. I mean, I was a little kid when I started. And it was just something that I took more serious than everybody else in the neighborhood. And I ended up staying with it. I met a girl that was in the neighborhood with us named Olga Carter. One day she said, Kid Capri sounds like a good name for a DJ. You should try it. I ended up trying it. And 3 months later, she was killed by a stray bullet. Killed by accident by a stray bullet. So I ended up keeping the name, and the name took me all the way to the top. And, I was doing my thing a long time before Def Comedy Jam came about, and, my albums and all my stuff.
But when Def Comedy Jam came about, it put me in everybody's living room and it gave them a different respect than what DJs respected for before. I wanted to be looked at as an artist, and fortunately with that vehicle, I was able enough to do that. And ever since then, it's been history. It's just been beautiful. You know, I'm able to create a lot of different opportunities for different people and go to these shows and smash these shows completely down, crack the whole spot open, pack it where I go, no matter where it's at, get crazy on them no matter where it's at, swell the whole shit up. You know what I'm saying? But
you is wild. Going off. Wow.
And, you know, just having fun with it. I just dropped a new tequila coming out this week, as a matter of fact. It's called Gecko. It's a new tequila me and a science dude named Vinny put together, and that's going to be real big out there. There's a lot of things going on. Like I said, you're going to be seeing a lot of different stuff going on. Right now,
yo, tell us about them projects, man. Tell us about them projects, all that, man. We're looking out for all that, kid, for real. We're trying to support that.
One is my album, The Whole World's Behind David Love. That's a major joint right there that I'm doing right now. It's real crazy. And I got the tequila, the Gecko tequila. I'm also doing an application for Apple that's going to change the face of music for young people and older people. Yeah, it's really, really big. I created 15 television shows, but then I created a 16th one that I put in front of the 15 that I shot. And we just edited it and put it all together, and me and Russell Simmons about to bring it to HBO, you know, and that's going to be one of the other ventures that we have, television company, a television production company and a movie production company. We're going to start doing a lot of more of those. Like I said, I did 15 different shows, so, you know, those are going to be coming out. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that's out there that, you know, I want to be have my hands in and put myself into, and that's what I've been doing. Besides being on the stages and being on the road all the time, you know, I want to do other things that's outside of the norm of the music that I do. And that's what I've been working on now, yeah.
I'm going to let my co-host Ebony go ahead and ask you a couple of questions, my dude.
Okay.
Okay, so Kid Capri, can we expect any type of movie roles?
Yeah, well, I did a few movies. I did a couple of movies. My last movie I did was called The Get Together, and it was pretty good. It was funny. But I'm working on different things right now. As a matter of fact, I'm about to get me an apartment out there in L.A. because of my television shows and my business that I got out in L.A. that's going to be going on. You know, I'll be out there a lot more. But in the process, I'm going to start getting into little cameos and different movie roles and stuff like that because I can act. I act very well, as a matter of fact. And it never been a passion of mine to do, but when I did that last movie I did, it kind of made me feel like I needed to be on the movie screen a lot more. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be going out there checking that. Also, just recruiting new people, recruiting new talent that's coming in, new producers and artists and, you know, just different people. And I got my record label, No Kidding Records, so, you know, I'm really on the microscope right now to see who's the best out there. And I could go and make something happen with and make it real special. So that's where I'm at right now. You know, the focus right now is the album. The first focus is my album. Once I get that going and that's out, then that'll set the whole pace for my record label. And, you know, we'll just go from there. And I got my artist Buddha Early, who I'm working on, which is a ferocious MC. And, he, you know, y'all expecting to see him too. So a lot of stuff.
A rock band or something, some situation going on with that.
Yeah, I had a rock band called Uninvited Guests, and they was incredible. I think they would have went and been real big if they just held on. But, you know, just like anybody else, you can't get along, can't work together. It makes no sense to stay around each other if you can't work with each other. So that's what ended up happening. They ended up splitting up. But they still, you know, the main dude, Wix, he's still my boy. We're still cool. We still work together and do what we do. But he started another group. As a matter of fact, he started two other groups after that to see if there's something to catch on. But, you know, he's still working this show, still trying to get it together. But Uninvited, their name was Uninvited Guests, but they was hot. They was incredible.
Yeah, I was listening to them. They was hot, though. They said they was doing some numbers, man, that there was some real hot shit, for real.
Yeah, they were official. I got their whole album still right here. And the album is incredible. It's unfortunate that nobody got a chance to hear it. Maybe later on, you know, they might get back together and do something. You never know. People sometimes need a little wake-up call, and sometimes need to just chill and just see what it is out there that they're missing. And they're and then they'll find out what
it is. It is. And you know what actually just baffles me is that when people are broke, they can stay together. But as soon as money is introduced and they find that they're about to start getting paid, that's when they start separating and doing their own thing.
And that's what makes it crazy. When you just know that the money is there and you can keep continuing to make. That's why greed always messes up a business. Instead of being greedy, get the long term, get the long money. You know, you're trying to make it the blow up money. And then you fall off, but you can't follow it. Instead of staying in the middle and getting the long money, you know, that's where it's at. And everybody, you can get money for a long time. But when you start cheating and you start backstabbing people and, you know, you get the name out there that you can't be trusted and, you know, your business ain't popping right and, you know, you cook it, your business ain't going to last long. You know what I'm saying? You can make
right.
so much more money by just being straight and being flying straight. And this is the reason why I've been doing it as long as I've been doing it, because I never shitted on nobody. I never, you know what I'm saying, played nobody to the left or made anybody feel like they was put out of pocket. I always kept my respect, stay out of people's business. And all you really know, need to know is I do music and what my name is. Anything else is uncivilized. So that's why I always kept it like that. You know, I don't go to too many industry parties and stuff like that. I'm always doing a party, so when I'm home, I like to be home. I don't really like to go to many clubs and stuff, but that's my job. So I'll be home and I do my other things. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, that when you calm down and you relax, you take your career serious, but take it in your stride, it don't have to be difficult. You know, I hate dudes that walk around, you know, walk around with their career with them all day, 24/7, 25/8. They don't know how to separate the two. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And that makes a difference on how you think about how your business is going to be, because you have time to stretch and broaden your horizon a little bit instead of just being in one box thinking one way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to get a little older to realize that. And, you know, just happens the way it happens.
Hey, kid, where can, because people in the chat room was asking, where can they go and check out the new joint, you know what I'm saying, that turn it out, they want to get that,
y'all could download the song and the mixtape. Well, the mixtape that I put out is a classic mixtape, and it's killing the country right now, so y'all could get that at DG Wax Radio, DIGIWAXX radio.com, and it's the Radio 6 Kick It Free tape, and just go get that for free. It's incredible. Then you got the I Turned It Out, my song that I put up on LimeLink for free, and y'all can go get that, just download that, and it's out there. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm putting out all these free things is because it's not about the money, it's about the presence. And you know, I've been around for a long time doing what I do, and I know why generations come in and go, and I just got to make sure that I stay on top of my game. You know, because there's a lot of people coming in and trying to do what I do. You know, I am getting older, and, you know, I just got to make sure that everything remains hot. And that's pretty much what it is. You know, I respect and accept everybody that comes into this business and gets something out of it and do well in it. You know, I don't respect the ones that corrode it or the ones that corrupt it, but I respect the ones that get something out of it. It doesn't matter what how old you are. As a matter of fact, the older dudes, if some of them just get stuck out of their old school way of thinking, they could probably get a lot more out of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And the younger dudes got to respect those older dudes. They got to respect what those dudes, the payment, the groundwork that the dudes laid out, and the stuff that came before them. And you know, it all means something. It meant something then. It means something now. And it doesn't matter what the ever changes. It doesn't matter what the style is. These are people that should be respected. And that's what we work on every day. We try to make sure that everybody's being a part of everything. And that's why we was going to start this hip-hop network television show, television network called RHN, Real Rap Network, Real Hip Hop
Network.
Okay. Yeah, it was going to put, you know, the way you see Lil Wayne is the same way you see KRS-One. It's the way you see Nelly, the same way you'll see Kool G Rap, you know, and it just puts everybody together. It doesn't put a stigma on what's old school, what's new school. It just puts everything together, and that's what it really should be. And if the radio programmers looked at it that way, and a lot of artists that's been here that build the ground from the ground up will still be working the way they're supposed to work and still will be on the radio the way they're supposed to be. A lot of dudes that you and I know that have been big names forever, you know, you don't even hear them no more.
I know,
not because they're not good, or not because they can't tear that ass up on the show. You know, it's just that program directors get on what they get on, and a lot of times program directors don't even come from the city that he's programming. You know,
it's politics, man. So
this is the reason why you got to go around them. You got to make the type of shit that's gonna speak for itself. Make the type of music that they can't stop it no matter what they do. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. That's all you can do.
That's the whole reason why I created the whole situation with Lush Radio, man. We pushing against the machine, man, because right now, that's why I went and called cats like Teddy Ted, Chubb Rock, you know what I'm saying? All these cats right here, Busy B, all these OGs to come on here to let these young cats know these are the cats that pay. Like you, like, come on now. Your kid Capri, you set the standard. Come on now. Like, come on. Like, your kid Capri. I'm bringing in these OGs that are coming here to teach these cats what they need to know about getting into the game. Cats is real lazy, you know what I mean? And for cats like you, she set it the standard, so I have to honor you. I would be wrong if I don't honor you to bring you on here to talk and drop your knowledge, because you are my inspiration, you know, to do things that I'm doing right now, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We got some callers on the now on the line, Kid. I don't know if you got real quick if you can answer this one cat. They calling from the D.C. area, calling from 01. They're live with the world famous Kid Capri. What a do?
Uh huh.
301.
Hello. 301. Yo, this hey, what's up, Lush baby? How you doing?
What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm chilling. I just wanted to holler at Kid for a minute. What you been up to, Mr.
Chilling, man. Working hard like always, man. Never stop.
Yo, I got a question, man. I'm trying to keep up with you, man. You dropping any albums anytime soon?
Yeah, working on my album right now. I just dropped that single, I Turn It Out. They got it over there. They're playing it at the station. And that's like a little, what I was going to do is drop that, make that the first single off the next mixtape I put out. But we're going to see what happens with it. If it goes right, then, you know, might be the first single off my album. I don't know yet.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I just want to say thanks a lot for paving the way for a lot of up-and-coming DJs out here, too.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it, man. Just make sure y'all get a lot out of it, man. Get something out of it. Do your thing, man. Don't let nobody tell you anything different than you being an artist. You be who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And just be good at what you do. You know?
That's what it is.
A lot of money out there to be made.
True. I just want to tell you for keep doing your thing, too. You know I got to come in and check on you, boo.
No doubt.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate
that's
y'all
what
too.
It is. That's what it is, man. We got another caller. We got a caller from the 561. You're live on Lush Radio Online with DJ Kid Capri, the legend, the icon. You already know what it is, man. What up?
What's 561. Lush, how you doing?
All right. You're on the live with the world famous Kid Capri, fam.
What's happening, man? I just had a question for you, pimp.
Uh-huh.
It's your boy Lumo the Great, man. I wanted to ask you, man, how do you feel about the whole music industry going on right now from what it used to be back in the day, man? Like, what do you, I mean, since you a legend, you know what I'm saying, that's been here from the get-go, like, how do you feel about that right now, pimp?
I mean, it's different. It's a lot different. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you just get a record deal, $250,000, $300,000, go do your album and come in the album. Right now, it's no more of that. It's no more of a lot of originality. You know, you have to pretty much make do with what's there. You know what I'm saying? And this is the reason why I put the record I put out, I turned it out. I didn't want it to sound like anybody else. I wanted to keep it authentic. and keep it hip hop. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if everybody's doing the same thing and there's nothing special, you know what I'm saying? What's going to make you stand out any different than anybody else? And this is why the reason why the music business is turning the way it did, it's including with the internet, you know, a lot of dudes ain't being too creative to where they're standing out. They tripping over a single, they get a record, and they throw it out there, and it does good, and they trip over a little hit to follow up with that or make it, you know what I'm saying, to take it up a notch because they tripped over that hit. And you know, that's unfortunate. That hurts the business. You know, when people go buy your album is garbage. They download one song off the iTunes, and the rest of your album is over. That's the end of it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want that to happen to me. So I try to make my album, you know, as hot as possible from point A to point B. And that's it. And those things, when you put that work into it as hard as you do, and it comes out that good, that's what contributes to making the music business even more better, because it's more competition now. You're not just lazy. You're not just throwing anything out there just to throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? You make it something that's a difference. And back in the days, you can identify everybody. You can identify KRS-One, the Big Daddy Kane, the LL Cool J. You know, you identify these. A lot of dudes that's right now, you know, a lot of them are good, but a lot of them, you know, you can't identify them. You don't know who they are. They look like the last dude. They sound like the last dude. They got the same beat, pace, the same speed, the same pattern, the same keyboards playing the same keys. It's all the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of clones.
And that's what made it different back then and now. It was more of a showman. Just like now, you know, you can go on stage and get one of these new dudes to put their hit record, they bang a new hit record, and they get on stage with their 30 niggas on stage, and they do their song. Or maybe do a freestyle before their song, or whatever they do, and then they off the stage. But you can't compare that to a dude like KRS-One that got 17 hits back-to-back, LL, 17 hits back-to-back. You know, dudes like that that'll get on the stage and crush you, and they have no records out right now. They ain't had no records out in a while. Ain't nobody checking for the record scene as far as that's concerned, but they get on stage and crush anything in front of them. You can't compare to that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes you a real artist. When you're able to travel and work and work and work without having the record out, you'll be able to work forever. When you had those bona fide hits, not just your one hit. My man standing on stage with 17 records, you on stage with your one hit and your 30 niggas on stage. And, you know, that ain't going to work.
That's real talk right there. Calling from the 561. Where you calling from?
I'm calling out of Florida, man. Broward County in the building, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in Miami Beach right now, big homie.
Oh, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Where about in Miami you at, Tim?
I'm in South Beach right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to link up, man, since you're downtown, you know?
That's what's up, fam, man. We appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, coming through. That's what's up, fam.
I appreciate you having me.
That's what we got, you know what I'm saying, Kid Capri live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a busy man and everything. We're going to hurry up and wrap it up real quick because I know 50 million people are snatching him up right now. You know what I'm saying? He's hot on demand right now, son, for real. And I'm honored to have him on the show. Who does this? We turned all the way up, man. Y'all need to support that track, man. For real. Y'all need to support that track. Turn it out, for real, man. It's crazy right now, man. These dudes are icon, man. Act like you know, baby. But the last thing that I wanted to really ask you, you know what I'm saying, let Ebony get her last in, you know what I'm saying, is for these up-and-coming artists and DJs and just, you know, the youth, what message would you give them of words of wisdom, you know, coming from you?
Well, I mean, basically, really what it is, the only thing that I can really say is stay original. When getting this business, do something that's going to stand out more than the next person. If you're living under my shadow trying to sound, look like, and be like me, you know, then I don't find you special. Anybody could play, you know, the hit record. I play records like I don't need them. I play hit records at the end of the night and shit like that. You know, it's a matter of you being powerful. It's not the records, it's you. You selling you. You got to sell you. You're the talent. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. A lot of DJs,
Well, let's speak for DJs. A lot of DJs, they play records, but they're playing the records. They're not playing for their stuff. They're not playing the crowd for their stuff where they're selling their self. You know what I'm saying? And even with somebody else's records, holds that room. So whatever you know, it's just a matter of them believing in what you're saying. And anybody that's getting in this business as a rapper or a dancer, producer, whatever, just be original. Be original. Stay humble for God in your life. And just keep it, you know what I'm saying? Keep all your shit on your own. Don't try to be like nobody else because it ain't going to stand out. It ain't. And if it does, it's going to stand out for a hot minute and then you're out of here. I wouldn't want to do it like that.
It's real tough. It's all about that longevity, baby. That longevity, man. And he is
longevity.
The true story. You know what I'm saying? For real. Ebony, your final
question. Definitely, you definitely need that. Yes, my final question for you. My final question for you, Kid Capri, is what are you going to give back to the youth? Like, what are you doing for the youth?
Well, number one, I was a woman. I used to work with underprivileged children, and then I became a woman's rape counselor. Years later on, I've did so many charities. My last thing I did, the Heineken Initiative for the kids, I donated, I think, $5,000, and then I donated $5,000 to Mother Hell. I made all the different rappers give me money for this for Mother Hell House. I go to the Covenant House and speak to the women over there. You know, I go to colleges and I do lectures.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I keep it.
That's why I wanted to ask you, because everybody knows about the music and stuff. I just wanted to get you out there, you know, to let people know that you do things for the, you know, for the youth as well. So.
Oh, yeah, I just did a research.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I went to Sigourney Truth High School in New Jersey, and I went there. Yeah, showed them how to be a producer, did the speeches and stuff for them, and they put it up on YouTube so you can see it. But yeah, I always do that. I always be a part. I have a 13-year-old daughter, so you know I always take her and 10 friends and we go out and hang out, you know, wherever it is, hang out, you know, whatever. I always do that. I love the kids.
Oh, that's sweet, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
Jeez, man, that's what it is, man. That's radio online, man. Who does this, man? We turn all the way up, man. I'm going to see you at the finish line because we gone, baby. This is how we do, man, on Lush Radio Online. Ebony, your girl, Lushy Lush. All our people, you already know what it is. We live in the building with DJ Kid Capri. Hey, Capri, I'm going to tell you, we honored. We're blessed. We just want you, you know what I'm saying, to send our blessings to you. You know what I'm saying? You have set the standard. You know what I'm saying? You are why we do what we do right now. And you know what I'm saying? I want to honor you. You know what I'm saying? And I want to honestly say that everything that you want in life, I hope it comes out of the past. You know what I'm saying? Mi casa, su casa.
Hopefully,
this is the last time, fam.
Definitely come back.
That. I really appreciate
definitely
that.
Definitely come back.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Go ahead and do what you do, my dog. Can we give one quick shout out, Kid Capri, to Lush Radio Online, real quick, please?
What is it, Finesse Radio?
No, Lush Radio.
Yeah.
Lush Radio Online.
Lush Radio, I'm bugging. Right. Yo, you ready?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's the world's greatest DJ, the K.I.D., the Kid Capri, banging all over Lush Radio. Your speakers should be red hot right now. Living room should be turned upside down, and we're turning it up. Let's get it going. No kidding. One.
That's what it is, man. DJ. I got to send a quick shout out to my homeboy DJ, my big brother DJ Finesse out in Rhode Island. He talks so highly about you. You know what I'm saying? So. You already know what it is, man. We in the building. Let's get you online. Go ahead and do what you do, man. We love you, man. You already
appreciate
know what it
y'all.
Is.
Thanks, bye.
That's what it is. Peace. That's what it is. Kid Capri was in the building. Come on now. Ebony. Kid Capri was in the building, son.
Yes, I know.
Who does this, man? Let's ask the people, what are you doing? What are you doing right now, son? You better be logged on to Lush Radio Online and be turned all the way up because, man, I'm going to see you at the finish line because I'm gone. You already know what it is, man. Y'all need to support that joint right there. He got a hot new track. He got the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell y'all the website to go check it out, you know what I'm saying, www.digiwax.com.
DigiWaxRadio.com. Check it out. Check out DigiWax, man. Download that joint. He got it on Lime Links, you know what I'm saying? And I also got the song featured on my main site on www.lushradioonline.com. On my playlist, you'll see Turn It Out on the joint, you know what I'm saying? And I've been tweeting it, and I'm about to have it on my Hot or Not on Friday because we supporting the kid. If he supported us by coming through, we're going to support him and go hard in the paint. You already know what it is, man. And you know what I'm saying? Evan, you got any final shout-outs and everything, fam?
Nah, this is just a wonderful show. I'm just, you know, I'm just glad that kid came through, blessed us. You know, I just want to send a shout out to our listeners. And if you snooze, you lose.
For real, man. We turned all the way up, man. And this ain't the only interview we got going on. We're going to have Rampage and Eve Laura, you know what I'm saying, playing Miss Ortiz on Before I Self-Destruct on 50 Cent joint. She going to be on that joint. Along with that, we're going to have Split Star. Come on, man. Who does that, man? It's a marathon. We turned all the way up. We in the building. I'm about to go ahead and play this joint right here. It's called Turn It Out. Once again, we showing Kid Capri all love, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Salute him, man, for real. This dude right here is an icon. This is why we do what we do, man. If we ain't moving together, we ain't moving at all. I remember in life, life might throw you a curveball, but remember, you in control of the direction it goes. You already know what it is, man. I see you. We in the building. Ebony, I love you, girl. We out. We got another show in the
corner. I love you too, babe. Okay.
Turn it out, Kid Capri, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, come up, man. Ain't gonna be no shit, no kid. Everything. I even gave you a job, as a matter of fact. So what I gotta do now? I gotta rep, no kidding. The world's greatest. Let's get it rotted. Whole world behind me, yeah. Seven at the spot where your fools can find me. Yeah. Even over there, they're just treating me kindly.
What up?
So what's a good word to describe me?
The greatest.
Like Cassius Clay,
or the greatest.
Like Jam Master J.
Hold up, the kid got something to say.
I'm a kid, but not the one that run with play all day. I can move in any kind of way.
And what you say?
I groove in any kind of way.
Ain't that dope?
No, I ain't talk money in a while, cause I get it in the spinning like it's going out of style. Never worry about a hater, cause I can break it down. Get the money, leave the town. Got no time to wait around.
Wow.
I know you like the way it sounds.
Wow.
Check out the kid, lay it down.
He get him in, he get him out. He move him in, he move him out. He the greatest, without a doubt. The kid could breathe, oh, he turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. I turn it out, turn it out. He get him in, he get him out.
No kidding, baby.
History in the making, side of the front and the bars and the faking. Y'all niggas is mistaken. Kid Capri the best of keeping any party shaking.
Uh-huh.
You wanna be the best like me?
Uh-huh.
And cash checks like me?
Uh-huh.
First you gotta dress like me.
Uh-huh.
Stay fresh like me. Yeah, homie. Got the original King Macaroni.
Oh.
Boy, you say my name, you better say it like you know me. You feel me, dick and down me every time she feeling lonely. Cause I've been around the world and everybody know me. In other words, I'm flying in an Eagle G, driving through the air, just flying over people. And landing in the hood, roughest niggas in the area. Lord, when they see the Kid Capri, come tear it up.
Wow.
I know you like the way it sounds.
Wow.
Check out the kid, break it down.
Get him in, he get him out. He move him in, he move him out. He the greatest, without a doubt. The Kid Capri, oh, he turn it out.
I turn it out, turn it out. Turn it out, turn it out, turn it out, turn it out.
He get him in, he get him out.
No kidding.